News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Caution against any hasty response to US President Donald Trump's threats of tariffs on EU exports, emphasising the importance of European unity. And Cliff Taylor, columnist with the Irish Times, who specialises in economics and finance, joins us. Cliff, firstly, how big a risk do these tariffs that I think look quite likely to come now on Europe and by extension on Ireland, how big a risk do they pose to the Irish economy?
Yeah, I mean, they're serious. They're serious enough stuff, Ciara. The US has already, figures in the Trump administration have already singled out Ireland and trade from Ireland as one of the things on their hit list, particularly in the pharma industry.
Yeah.
With a lot of American companies based here who are exporting back to the US market. So you're right, we will be hit by any tariffs or by tariffs imposed on the EU. And what we don't know, I suppose, is how Donald Trump is going to move now. Is he going to impose blanket tariffs on all the EU? Is he just going to focus on some sectors? For example, he's mentioned the car sector a few times. That's an area where the EU has higher tariffs on US cars than the US has on products coming from the EU. So that is something that could be in his sights, but we just don't know. I suppose we've got maybe a bit of a view in the last few days of how he operates.
Sure.
He threatens Mexico and Canada. He does a quick deal, but at the same time, he holds out the prospect of tariffs being imposed on those countries, America's neighbours, in 30 days' time. So maybe he's definitely going to try and squeeze for more concessions during that period. So that's the way he operates.
Well, everything is a deal to him, isn't it? You know, you know what I mean by that? He's doing deals on every front. So he threatens Absolutely. Mexico with a 25% tariff, but then Mexico say that they'll put 10,000 National Guards on the border and he pauses it. So he's everything is leverage. So if he was, and he has, you're quite right, he singled out cars and he's also mentioned foodstuffs, which wouldn't be great for us either because we export obviously a lot of food to America.
Absolutely.
But if he was to have Europe in his sights, what would he be looking for from us? Is it for us to import more gas as has been floated previously, or is he looking for us to spend more in terms of NATO? What do you think he might be looking for, Cliff?
Probably all of those things, Ciara.
Fair.
I mean, I suppose one of the lessons, again, from Canada to Mexico is what he looks for by using America's economic power is not necessarily related to trade. It can be related to other things, for example, defence spending. He's mentioned cars every time he's spoken about Europe, so you'd have to think that he's going to do something there. He's mentioned food every time he's spoken about Europe. He's playing to the American farm lobby. They've long been kind of annoyed that some products are closed out of Europe, not only by tariffs, but also by regulations. So there could be action there. There's a big area of defence spending, of buying US arms, as well as the wider issue of NATO. And then, as you say, LNG, the purchase of liquefied natural gas from the US are another obvious one. So I think as far as we know so far, they are the kind of things he's going to be focusing on. But with Trump, you know, who knows?
I know. Cliff, obviously we have a huge US tech industry here. We have a huge US pharma industry here. In your piece that you wrote at the weekend, you had a really interesting line. It certainly jumped out at me when I read it. It says, the fact that the US pharma sector here exports to America from Ireland, but these are US companies, and then arranges its affairs to pay tax in Ireland based on profits from research, which is ultimately done in the US, creates exposure. I mean, we do have a sort of, when you read it that way, when you think about it that way, a sort of a peculiar setup that is working very much to Ireland's advantage in terms of how US pharma companies operate here and working to US disadvantage. Trump has sort of a point, doesn't he?
He does. You know, a lot of these companies are located in Belgium, some in Switzerland as well. So Ireland is not alone here, but we're certainly a big player. I guess the issue for Trump is were he to impose tariffs on these pharma products, the US government, who buys a lot of them, is going to be paying more as well, and there's going to be higher prices for US consumers. And Ireland can point to the fact that a lot of these companies do very well in Ireland, and they are American companies. But I think that is going to be one issue that's going to be in the mix. And the other obvious one then is the regulation of tech companies, the Googles, the Microsofts, and LinkedIn's and so on, X particularly. Ireland obviously has a central part in that regulatory mechanism, if you like, because a lot of the European headquarters of these companies are in Ireland.
Yeah, and
that is going to be...
He clearly wants them home too. They're talking about developing data centres. We're putting moratoriums on them. They're talking about developing them. So attitudinally, there's a big difference there. Maybe a last question for you, Cliff. Obviously, the Taoiseach will be going to the White House, as far as we know, on St. Patrick's Day to present the usual, the bowl of the shamrock, and to talk about our special relationship, which may not be as special as we'd like. What is riding on that meeting, do you think, if anything?
I think there's a fair bit riding on the whole diplomatic relationship between Ireland and the US. Now, Ireland's in an interesting position here because the EU negotiates for us in terms of trade. So if a decision is made to impose tariffs on US products coming into Europe and thus into Ireland, that will be made in Brussels. It won't be made in Dublin. But at the same time, Trump is going to be presumably looking for things that are part of national competencies, like, you know, spending on the imports of LNG, for example. And he may try to divide and conquer in terms of Europe as well. So the bilateral relationship is going to be important too. So I think there's a lot at stake. And one of the things to watch, I think, is how Trump approaches Europe. Does he approach it as a bloc, or does he try and pick off various countries? Because we've seen in previous trade areas, and even most recently in the discussion on the imports of EV cars from China, that Europe is not at one on this area. And Trump may see an opportunity, I think, to divide and conquer.
Interesting. And Europe is not quite as united as it has been previously either. Look, thank you very much for all of that this morning. That is Cliff Taylor, their columnist with the Irish Times, who specialises in economics and finance. May you live in interesting times, Shane Coleman.
Yeah, a bit too interesting, Ciara, to be totally honest.
No, you're right.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.